Full speed ahead. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Just 2 days into the 2019 race, and a group of Quest champions are duking it out at the front of the pack. Defending and three-time UConn Quest winner Alan Moore departed the Pelly Crossing checkpoint after 9:30 UConn time last night and was followed out within 2 hours by four-time Quest champ Hans Gott and 2015 race winner Brent Sass, who left the checkpoint within a minute of one another. Gott is back in the UConn Quest for the first time in 8 years, and despite playing down his comeback, it appears he's in it to win it. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
Before the start of the race, four-time Quest champion Hans Gott insisted that he's no longer interested in competitive racing.
I don't really care so much where I am, but we haven't done anything special, just they run the way they run for the last 2,000 miles of training. So,
but there's more than a few reasons to doubt he's being forthright with his answers. Like the fact that he decided to run 100 miles straight out of the gate from Whitehorse to Braeburn, one of just a handful of mushers to do so.
He got there so fast. I only arrived about 15 minutes before he did, and I missed him coming in.
That's his handler, Susie Rogan, describing Gott's epic 9-hour run from the first two checkpoints. Here she is again, describing how the four-time champion slept during his 12-hour layover after that run. See if this sounds like a man who has lost his competitive edge.
It just was more hours of anxiety for Hans. Like, he didn't sleep much. He slept a few minutes here and there.
Now, see if you can hear some skepticism in last year's champion Alan Moore's voice when he describes Gott's run.
So I wanted to give him a little bit of rest. I know Hans did not, but that's everyone. It's a gamble. Everything's a gamble.
The fact is that despite Gott's best efforts to play it down, he is running a fast race. He covered the first 100-mile stretch in a record time for that course, about 100 miles in 9 hours and 11 minutes. That's an average of over 10 miles an hour in freezing cold conditions and challenging rolling terrain. For his next run, Gott was planning on stopping at a Midway hospitality stop in McCabe Creek. But instead, he blasted through that stop and continued the full 70-plus miles to Pelly Crossing.
They're doing awesome. I'm pretty impressed with them. I mean, most of those dogs have never seen a race before.
Gott finally decided to bed down for a few hours in Pelly and give himself and his dog some rest. But he still says that he's not putting in any extra effort.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody says I'm racing quickly, I'm going fast. I don't think so. We're just going what they are used to, you know.
And just to top it all off, Gott's team might be getting even faster. He's been running with just 10 dogs, many of which have never raced. Now that he's in Pelly, this year's race changes allow him to bring that number up to 14. He says the four extra dogs he'll add are some of his best, including his favorite leader.
Blackwell is my main leader, and I didn't want to risk anything with him. So
the only complaint he has is about his body.
Oh, I'm feeling like I'm an old man, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
It's not like it used to be.
But fast run times aren't the only thing that makes a victory. Just as soon as Gott had a chance to close his eyes for some rest, defending champion Alan Moore arrived. The same Alan Moore that called Gott's run a gamble. He immediately shows his equipment to race officials and repacks his sled.
Get that hot tub hot for me.
And in the cold, dark night, Moore sets out on a 200-mile stretch that will take him all the way to Dawson City. He pulls the anchor and is off.
All right, come on, ready?
On the UConn Quest Trail in Pelly Crossing, I'm Lex Trinan.
The stretch of trail from Pelly Crossing to the race's halfway point at Dawson City is over 200 miles. It includes a hospitality stop at Stepping Stone and a dog drop at Scroggy Creek before the challenge of climbing through the Black Hills and over King Solomon's Dome before Dawson. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2019 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.